Amen. So true this morning that only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And I've just enjoyed the sweet presence of God this morning already. Just enjoyed worshiping with you throughout the singing and throughout the testimonies. And it's just encouraging to hear God's people testify, praise God for what He's done. It brings encouragement to my heart and reminds me again and again that, you know, God can help them, God can help me, and we're going to make it. And we can trust in Him this morning that He is going to be close to us and He is going to guide and direct in our own hearts and lives if we let Him, if we walk with Him. Well, this morning, I'd ask for you to turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. And that's where we're going to look at this morning, Hebrews chapter 13. And I'd ask for you to stand together as we read God's Word this morning. And it's been so encouraging about how God has helped throughout this youth revival already, and we're trusting that He will help today. It's the final day. Hebrews chapter 13, and I'll begin at verse number 5 for my reading this morning. Hebrews 13, 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have profited them, which have not profited them, which have been occupied therein. And our key text this morning is verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask, O God, that You will anoint during this portion of the service, O God, that You will just settle down in today, O God, and touch these few words, these words that You've given to me this morning. I ask that You'll bring hearts and minds and thoughts to each and every one of us, O God, that we will be drawn closer to You. We ask it all in Your name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Changes come and changes will go. And there is rarely anything truthfully in life that stays the same forever. Young faces eventually become older, and older faces eventually become more wrinkled with age and with year. And children, they grow up, people, they leave, friends may move on, new friendships are formed, and that's just how life is. Jobs change. Every once in a while, the President of the United States changes. Prices change. Maybe there's some of you who can remember when gas was below a dollar. I cannot certainly remember that fact this morning. But it changes. Things are going to change. And we can see throughout history about what happens as this change goes on. And we are experiencing a change in our own heart and life. And there are new things that are going on. But even through all the change that may be around us, and change that may not always be comfortable, may not always be fun, there's one thing this morning that remains the same. And that's what I would like to focus on and look on today. Jesus Christ is the one that stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can count on Him. We can count on God that He will not change. He has given us this blessed hope and this faith this morning that we serve a God that does not waver, that does not change. Jesus Christ this morning is unchangeable. We have a foundation that is sure, that is strong. We have the chief cornerstone, and we know that He will not move, He will not change, and it is something that we can cling to this morning, the fact that Jesus Christ is the same. And today I want to focus on a couple of different areas about where Jesus Christ is the same, and hopefully apply this to our hearts and our lives. I see, first of all, that Jesus Christ is the same in His divinity. Jesus Christ is truly divine. And in the first chapter of the Bible, we find the reference to the Holy Trinity. Genesis 1:26 says this, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And if you caught that beginning part of that verse, God said, let us, more than one in plural. And we can look throughout the Bible and we can find instance after instance supporting the Trinity. All equal, yet all different, but all God. God in three parts. And Jesus Christ is part of the Godhead this morning. And we can trust and we can know that He was there from the beginning of time, and that He was promised, and that He is still truly divine this morning. And as Jesus Christ came to earth as a little baby, we can see those divine characteristics being shown. Miracle after miracle that only God could do. Making the blind to see, healing the leper, turning the water into wine, feeding the 5,000. And on I could go this morning, and even more than the four Gospels contain. We see God walking as man among us, but still holding on to those divine characteristics. This morning it is so vital that Christ was divine during His death on the cross. But He had to be man to die for our place, but He had to be God to take all the sin upon Himself in that moment. And we can still see Him being divine as He rose up from the grave, as He conquered death. He was divine in the past, and even now He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He is still divine this morning. He is still answering prayer today. So many times we can get bogged down. Does God really answer prayer? Does He still have the same power? I'm so glad for the testimony that I heard this morning. And I have proven it so in my own heart, in my own life today, about how God is truly divine and He works out those little minute details. I had a car that I was trying to sell for a couple of years ago, and I knew I needed to sell the car because I had a bill coming up soon. And I had tried to sell it in the fall, and it just nothing worked out. And I tried again starting in the spring, and it was just a struggle, and I couldn't seem to sell it. I didn't get what I was wanting for it, and it wasn't working. But wouldn't you know, the very same day I sold my car, the bill came. That's very same day. God answered the prayer exactly when He needed to. He is truly divine this morning. He still answers prayer. He can still do miracles. So many times we may think miracles are something that happens in the past. But that's not so. God can still do a miracle in our own heart and life and in many, many ways. A little while ago, I was listening to a missionary of a miracle that God had performed just with her a little while ago. She said there was a young man that was hit by a car, and he lay there still and lifeless on the road. And as she went over to him, she called out to Jesus, asking Him to heal him. And right there and right then, in that moment, He did. A true miracle. And we can still trust God this morning that He is truly divine. He can still hear. He can still answer prayer. He can still perform miracles this morning. We do not have to count. We do not have to waver on this fact today. Not only do I see that Jesus Christ is still the same in His divinity this morning, I see secondly that Jesus Christ is the same in His doctrine. If we were to look at verse number 9, the next verse about after my key text this morning, it says, "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines." Divers are various doctrines. And we're warned in the Bible, don't be carried about that as Christians. Don't hold to those things. Jesus Christ has the same doctrine today as He did back then in the Bible. It's not different. It hasn't changed. Other men may try to change the Bible to fit what they want. They'll try to change what salvation is or change something else. It's not true this morning. Jesus Christ has not changed in His doctrine today. Salvation is still the same this morning as it was back then. Jesus Christ can still save sinners. He can still give eternal life. He can still transform a life this morning. Salvation is the same to you and to me as it was when Saul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. It's still the same when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus and told him the truth. The list could go on and on of people that we know in the past that have been saved. And it's still true this morning. He still has the same power in salvation. Acts 4:12 says this, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is only through Jesus. Jesus Christ this morning is the only one who can save. It's not about the good works that I do. It's not about living a life that's right, about going to church so many times. It's only through Jesus Christ alone. And when others may distract us and tell us things that are off the way, things that aren't true, things that there are many ways to heaven, and you can go your way while I go mine. It's not the case. There's still only one way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only name that can save, and it's still the same this morning. If we come to Him and repent of our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And may I insert the word still. He is still faithful. He is still faithful this morning. He came to seek and to save those that were lost. And if you need salvation this morning, thank God that that doctrine is still the same. God can do it for you just like He did it for me, just like He did it for others around you and others in the past. There is no difference this morning in the doctrine of salvation. I also see that God is the same in the doctrine of sanctification. And I talked a lot about it last evening, about Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost settled down in on the disciples and they were entirely sanctified. And God came and the Holy Spirit completely filled them. And they went out and they preached the gospel. We saw the difference that God can make, the boldness and the braveness, especially through the life of Peter. And as we look at this, God is still the same. He's still the same as when Saul, after his Damascus Road encounter, was filled with the Holy Ghost when Ananias came and prayed with him. He's still the same when the Holy Ghost fell upon Cornelius and all of his house when Peter went and preached to him. God wants us to live holy lives. And He has proved His sanctifying power in the Bible. And He is still the same today. Even now, God can sanctify His people. God can entirely fill them this morning if we come to Him, if we cling to Jesus. And I talked about this a lot last evening. Jesus Christ does not change in the doctrine of His sanctification. Thirdly, this morning, I'd like to point out that Jesus Christ is the same in His deliverance. And we can go a couple of ways when I look at the word deliverance, and I've focused already this morning on salvation and the deliverance He can give from sin. But I want to look at two different types as well this morning. If we look at verse number 5 in Hebrews 13, it says this, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." See, we see this morning that Jesus is the same, that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is still our deliverer today. And when it may seem that life is hard, when there are things going on around us, when it just feels like we're in a drought, there's a desert spiritually, we don't always feel God near. We don't always know, is everything okay? But we can be rest in the fact that Jesus has said this morning, He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. If we are still walking with God, we can be thankful this morning that Jesus Christ is still the same today. He will deliver us from the struggle we are in, and He will bring the encouragement and the strength and in the exact time that we need it today. And that's why testimonies are an important part, because it reminds us again, God's still moving. God's still working. God will still be there for us, even when I might not feel it in that moment. Jesus Christ is still the same. We go on to verse number 6, and it says, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me." Jesus Christ is our helper today. He is our deliverer, and we can have that confidence and trust in God, who does not change. And we can know that we cannot fear what men may do to us. Now, I'll be honest, that's an easy thing to say, and I could just move on this morning. But it can be a harder thing to live. A struggle, and I'm trying to remind myself again today. There are times when I care what men may say. I care what they may think of me. But I need to remind myself again, and I trust that you do as well. It doesn't matter what men may say, what men may do unto me. Jesus is my helper, and He will not change. It is a promise I can claim, a promise I can cling to today. He will not let us sink. He will reach out His hand. He will be our deliverance this morning. I see also that Jesus Christ is the same in his devotion toward man. And as we look back through the Bible, I could point instance after instance of God, his devotion toward us, how he looked out for us, and how he was right there at the beginning of time. He cared for us. He created a way that we could go to heaven. He gave his only son for this cause, for us, for lowly man. God had a plan, and he's still the same in his devotion to us. He still loves us this morning. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God still loves the world this morning. He loves everybody, and he loves you as an individual. And we can see his love. He sent his son for us. What more love could he give this morning? And if we were to look also in the Gospels before entering Jerusalem, Jesus, he wept. He looked over the city, and he knew what was about to happen, and he wept for them. He loved them so much that he would be willing to hang on a cross because he loved us. And that love is still the same this morning. It hasn't changed. He's still reaching out his hand, extending the love. Where would we be this morning without the love of God? And I'm so glad that his love remains the same today. I also see that Jesus Christ is faithful toward man. Psalms 119, verse 90 says this, thy faithfulness to all generations, thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. To all generations is how faithful our God is. Then that faithfulness in the Bible is still ringing true today. If we run away from God, God, he will be faithful to us. He will seek us out. He will come after us, pleading for us to come back to him. He won't be rude, but he will seek, asking us to come to him. I knew of a young man who a while back was serving God. He was doing all for God, but at one point, somewhere along the line, he decided, I'm done with this. This isn't for me. Christianity, I don't care. And he left God. He left all he knew. He ran away. He did his own thing. But God was faithful to his soul. He would not leave him alone. And just a while ago, a little bit ago, I got a text message saying that young man, that one that had said, God, no, came back to God. Because God was still faithful to him. God still met his need. God was still speaking to his heart. Even when he was rejecting God, God is still faithful to all generations. We can count on him this morning. We can know that he is faithful to fulfill his promise, that if we come before God by the blood of Jesus, we can be saved. Hebrews 10:23 says this, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Jesus Christ is the faithful one who has promised these things, and we know, we can trust in it that all God's promises that we find in the Bible are true. He is still faithful this morning. The faithfulness of God. And I see next that Jesus Christ is the same in his keeping of man. Psalms 121:1-5 says this, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Aren't you so glad this morning that your help comes from the Lord and that he doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber? Jesus Christ still keeps today. Our keeper is the Lord, and he is able to keep us walking with him if we trust him this morning. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God will keep his covenant to us. God will keep his mercy unto us if we love him, if we keep his commandments, if we walk with him this morning. Jesus Christ won't let you fall. Jesus Christ won't just leave you or forsake you. He will keep you this morning, we can trust and we can know that we have a home in heaven because Jesus Christ is still the same. And this morning, so many times, we often fail to remember how Jesus Christ is the same to us. And in my own heart and life, I don't want to forget what God has done for me, of His faithfulness to me. I know that He has saved me. I know that He has sanctified me. I know that He has kept me. And there are points in my life where I can point out where God, He was faithful to me in such a real and such a mighty way. And those are pillar stone moments, a point in time where God met, where God can keep and God can walk. He can do the same for each and every one of us this morning. And I'm asking as we stand together that we turn in our Sing to the Lord hymnal to song number 327. We're going to sing it in a moment this morning. The song is Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. Now as we conclude this sermon, I want to read that my text again this morning. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's still the same this morning. He is the same in His divinity, in His doctrine, in His deliverance, in His devotion toward us. Today, Jesus Christ is still there. He hasn't changed. And if you need saving or sanctifying this morning, we can count on it this morning. We don't have to question. We can count on His encouraging hand. The word that He still loves us. He's still faithful. He will keep us if we walk with Him. The song I want us to sing is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. He'll still be there for us. Let's sing it this morning, 327. The altar is open for anyone this morning.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. To life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Oh, sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that this morning You still remain the same, O God. And when things may around us seem to change and falter and we're not quite sure what's going on, O God, we can cling to You this morning. We can trust in You today. Help us to remember, O God, that You are the unchanging God, O God. And if we come to You, we know of the salvation that You can give to us, of the sanctifying power, O God, of the keeping power You can give to us, O God. And we're so thankful. Help us to live our lives in the way that is evident, O God, that we trust in You, that we know that You are the same, O God, and to be living our lives for You, O God. We ask it all in Your name. Amen and amen. You are dismissed this morning.